What's good, everybody? It's the Connor with Cap Show. Shout out to the future goat of the women's basketball, Caitlin Clark. Such a freaking baller. She's going to surpass the most points in Division I history of all time. I got to give it up to her, man. I got to give it up to Caitlin Clark. What I'm seeing from her right now at Iowa is spectacular. It's the reason I'm watching the NBA, watching women's college basketball and then the future WNBA. I think she's a future superstar. Why not? You know what I'm seeing from her right now? Why wouldn't I think that she's not a future superstar? What she's doing, I just feel like her game is so intact. Just like Steph Curry. She's similar to Steph Curry. She's just a woman. That's the only difference. She plays exactly like Steph Curry. She can get to the cup like Steph Curry. She can do different things. Obviously, she can shoot the ball. But right now, she's second all-time trailing Kelsey Plum, who has over 3,500 points all-time. So, shout out to Kelsey Plum. But her scoring record is going to get passed. And right now, Caitlin Clark has 3,424 points right now. She's only 103 points away from the record that Kelsey holds, and I think it's going to be broken. It is. She has 8 games left in the regular season, not counting the NCAA tournament, so we'd already know what's going to happen. You know, Iowa really is a D1 school when it comes to basketball, right? Their men's basketball isn't anything spectacular, but right now, it's because of Caitlin Clark. She's the reason that the tickets are being sold. She's the reason that the arenas are being sold out because of her. Her superstar. She has superstar written all over her. I love it. Everything that I'm seeing. She's averaging right now this season 32.1 points a game. That is crazy, dude. There's levels to this. And I just think Caitlin right now, she's literally playing against, you know, Division I players, right? But it looks like she's playing against JV back in high school, junior varsity. That's what it looks like, right? That's just how above the rim she's playing right now, and that's just what it is. And really, she's averaging over 7 assists per game this year. So she's definitely a good passer too. She does all types of different things besides score the bucket. So I just think I love what I'm seeing from Caitlin Clark. You know, we saw last year they lost in the national championship to LSU. Shout out to Angel Reese. She's a baller as well. But I think overall, definitely Caitlin is the best women's basketball player in D1 right now. And she'll probably go down as the greatest Division I woman basketball player ever. You know, not to mention the WNBA. I understand there's another level, you know, and she's going to have to, you know, there's part of Caitlin's game where she's got to work on, you know, like getting to the cup a little bit better, maybe finishing. And what I mean by getting to the basket, I mean going left, going her opposite way, not her strong hand, not her right hand, her left hand. And that's how I see Caitlin Clark, you know, really developing in the WNBA, is scoring on both sides. You know, it's just a different game. It really is. But right now, there's no doubt in my mind she's going to be the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft this year. Absolutely. And what's crazy is that Caitlin still has another year of eligibility. Even though she's a senior, she has another year because of the COVID back in 2020 that shortened her season. So, like, right now, in theory, she could be like, you know what, I'm going to come back, but that's not going to happen. You know, if I'm Caitlin Clark, there's no way in heck I'm coming back to Iowa for my 5th season. No way. She's going to the WNBA. She's going to hire an agent, and her agent's probably already told her right now to say, hey, you got to go. Like, the stock is at the highest it's ever been. You know, you're going to be number one overall pick. You're going to make the money. And I'm telling you right now, Caitlin Clark is superstar written all over her. She really is. And I understand they lost in the championship last year. I mean, dude, let's be honest here. She's playing with a bunch of role players. Like, all the other players on Iowa right now are role players compared to Caitlin. Caitlin literally carrying her team week in and week out every single game. You know, they lost 2 games this year. One was at Ohio State, which I believe was an overtime game. And we saw, you know, a fan ran out on the court, accidentally hit her. You know, a lot of fans would, you know, talk crap, whatever the case may be. But Caitlin Clark, she's above this. She's above the junior varsity, the varsity levels, even the D1 levels. I'm telling you right now, Caitlin Clark has superstar written all over her. And when she gets to the WNBA, she's going to light it on fire. She really is. I see it. I see it right now with my own eyes. It's crazy. You know, she's had 50 30-point games in her career at Iowa. 50 30-point games, 13 this season. So she has 13-50 points, which is, or excuse me, 13-30 point games. She has 50-30 point games. That's insane to me. She has 15 triple doubles for this season. So she does it all. She gets rebounds. She gets assists. She can score, obviously, on anybody. And then she has 11 40-point games, three this season. Three 40-point games. She's got four triple-doubles this season and 13 30-point games. Like, that is crazy, dude. Like, Kaylin, this is unfair. Like, how are you doing this to these people? Like, how are you just, like, just dogging them? It's just like she's literally playing against nobody's out there. It's just like she's out there just playing, like, just, hey, they're all junior varsity compared to what I am right now. So I just love what I'm seeing from Kaitlyn Clark. I think she's that personality, too, where it's like, hey, you know, she's humble and she's got a good personality. So I think that's going to really help her WNBA career as well. But overall, it's crazy. I mean, this season, her lowest scoring game was 21 points, and they ended up winning that game 100-62. So, like, that's crazy. And then we just go back. We go back in time a little bit. Kaitlyn's freshman year, she averaged 26.6 points per game. How did we not hear about her freshman year a couple years ago? Like, what? How did we not know about this lady? Like, what is going on? Her sophomore year, she averaged 27 points a game. Okay? And then last year, she averaged about 28 points a game her junior season. 27.8 points a game. And then we saw in the NCAA tournament, they made that deep run last year, and then they lost to LSU in the national championship. But LSU was stacked. I mean, Angel Reese, nobody could guard Angel Reese. Obviously, she's the best big woman in Division I right now. You know, and arguably, Angel Reese is a top five draft pick as well. I think Angel Reese should go to the WNBA after this season. Absolutely. If I'm the coach for LSU, I'm literally telling Angel Reese, hey, I understand, you know, getting education is very important, but you have the opportunity of a lifetime to change your life to go to the WNBA. Now, some people will be like, hold up, like, maybe you can make more in college than the WNBA. That might be the case, but I just don't see it like that, dude. The WNBA is better than college, dude. I think so. I mean, we look at the higher-ups like the men's, like the NBA. Obviously, the NBA players are making way more money than the college basketball players. You know, it's just, that's just part of it, dude. Like, the higher you go, the more money you're going to get. Like, that's just facts of it, dude. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to stay in college football and, you know, make money off NIL deals and all this stuff. Well, if you go to the NFL, you're going to make up more money than the NIL deals. I'll promise you that. Okay, yes, I understand, you know, in college, you're living that college lifestyle, partying with everybody. I get all that. You know, but when you get to the next level, you know, professionally, you know, it just changes. Your life changes. The money changes. Everything changes. The competition is more tough. Like, everything's harder. Like, it's not easier. So, like, you know, when we look at these scenarios, it's like, stay in college. Like, well, if you can make more money in the WNBA, like, take it. And I think Kaitlyn Clark can. And I'm hearing that the Indiana Fever are going to have the number one overall pick this year, which is great. Shout out to Indiana. We need to draft Kaitlyn Clark no matter what. No doubt about it. You know, not to throw shade on Angel Reese or anything, but let's be honest here. Kaitlyn Clark is just that it factor. She's just the best player in D1 right now, and she could be the best player in WNBA history. Yes, history. I know that might sound crazy. There's been so many great athletes that were in the WNBA at one time that were dominant, you know, but I'm just looking at Kaitlyn Clark right now, and I'm saying, wow, this is the female version of Steph Curry. This is the version where she's going to create space. She's going to get her own shot off at any point, any time. Like, that's Kaitlyn Clark. You can double team her. That's fine. She's going to drop off a dime, and they're going to score an easy 2 points. So it's like, pick your poison. Do you want to double team Kaitlyn Clark and leave somebody else wide open for possibly a layup, a tweak basket? Or do you want to, you know, try to lock Kaitlyn up? No matter what, she's gonna create. She's going to make her teammates better around her. She's a leader. So there's just more than Kaitlyn Clark just being able to hit threes and do these crazy step backs that Steph Curry does. Like, I'm telling you right now, Kaitlyn Clark is going to turn this season around, and she already has. They've only lost 2 games this year, and I do expect Kaitlyn Clark and Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball to make it back to the national championship. Why not? You literally had the best player in the world right now. I mean, Kaitlyn Clark, I would really probably say, it might be ignorant, with no cap on it, but I'm telling you, I think Kaitlyn Clark is the best women's basketball player on the planet. You know, from WNBA to college to high school, she's the best women's basketball player right now. Like, who other, you know, players going to convince me? Now, I understand Kelsey Plum had a great career at Washington, great WNBA, but I'm just overall right now what I'm seeing from Caitlin Clark, she's not a tall woman. She's not like that, you know, 6'5", something like that. No, dude, she's small, and she's still scoring on anybody at any given time, anywhere. It's like, it's crazy, dude. It's awesome. It's the reason I'm watching women's basketball right now is because of Caitlin Clark. And yes, I had a sister that played basketball. I ended up watching her. They ended up losing in like sectionals when my sister was in high school. This was years ago. But, you know, it's just different. You know, when I see Caitlin Clark, I'm seeing, holy cow. Like, she can compete against some men. She can compete against varsity men. She can compete against junior varsity men in basketball. I'm telling you. I know that might sound silly, but the way she creates her shot, the way her step back three is, dude, it's like, how are you going to guard that? You know, some of it, sometimes it's unguardable. And I'm telling you, obviously she would not, you know, really do great against NBA players. Like, let's be honest here, but come on. Let's pump the brakes here and give credit where credit is due. Caitlin Clark is the best women's basketball player on the planet right now. She's 103 points away from the all-time record in Division I history scoring, dude. Like, this is crazy, dude. Like, I love it, man. I can't wait to see what the future holds for Caitlin Clark. It's definitely bright, and I think she's got 8 more regular season games in the NCAA tournament, and then really, you know, she's going to miss, obviously, you know, college, all of her teammates, all the experiences, all the bus rides, the plane flights that you go with your teammates, the locker room talks, all that stuff, all the, obviously sisterhood in that involved, you know, it's just, that's part of basketball, right? You know, when I grew up, I played basketball really my whole life, you know, that brotherhood, you know, the locker room talks, the bus rides home after a big win on the road, like some of those memories you're never going to forget, dude. And Caitlin Clark is never going to forget those memories. She's never going to forget the times, you know, where they were having a blast on the bus, or the free meals that they got, the free gear, you know, the free sponsorship, stuff like that. You know, the little things. You know, all the teammates helping each other out, getting a Gatorade, getting water, helping your teammates up in practice. You know, going the extra mile, shooting the extra baskets, shooting the extra free throws in practice. That stuff she's going to miss. But the thing is, with Caitlin Clark, she's going to embrace it and be like, look, you know, I'm going to be the number one overall pick. I'm going straight to the WNBA, and I'm going to light the WNBA on fire. Now, I could see Caitlin Clark 100% dominating the WNBA as well. She could literally average 30-plus points a game her rookie season in the WNBA. And really, a lot of eyes would want to watch this. There's a reason why people are watching women's college basketball because of Caitlin Clark, you know, and even Angel Reese. Shout to Angel Reese, but I think the majority of the people understand that Caitlin Clark is the best player. She's the main focus, and she's the reason why they even got to the championship last year. Like, seriously. So if they run it back this year, I would love to see a rematch between Iowa and LSU for the women's title. I would love that. I would love to see it, but there's a lot could change. The NCAA tournament is crazy, both the women's and the men's. You just don't really know. Even if you're a heavy favorite coming in and, oh, we're supposed to run through this team and all this, no. Basketball, I'm telling you, is a game of runs. And if your team is hitting the threes, hitting the big shots, making big stops, taking charges, you're going to win, no matter if you're the favorite or the not. So I just think overall, I'm rooting for Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark, she's my GOAT. Caitlin Clark is already the GOAT. She's, what, 22 years old, still super young, still has a lot to improve. But I'm telling you right now, she's on her way to be the greatest women's basketball player to ever play the game. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Take off. I hope Iowa wins the national championship. It's the Clownwood Cam Show. Let's go!